Councillor Don Koenigs had proposed a plan that would essentially locate the police station on the parking lot of the recently built fire hall with a covered walkway between the two buildings. At Monday's work session, Koenigs explained why he thought the two buildings should be so close.
First reason being, if there was use of this facility here, whether it was the recreational area or the exercise room or any of the facilities themselves that are incorporated in this, that by moving the building closer, that would can be considered an advantage.
Also, Koenig said that by moving the building closer to the fire hall, the city would have less excavation to do in the deep muskeg further out. To make up for the loss of the existing parking lot, he suggested adding more parking in other areas. Koenigs had previously presented his idea, called Option 1, to the Police Facility Steering Committee, but he acknowledged Monday that the committee favored Option 2, which was drawn up by the city's architect. It leaves the fire hall parking lot in place and puts the police station next to it. Architect Wayne Jensen agreed there would be less excavation and fill required for Koenigs' idea, but overall he said it would cost substantially more to demolish and modify the existing fire hall parking lot and grounds.
We spent a significant amount of money in preparing the existing parking lot, the driveways, and the landscaping and the curbs and gutters that would be lost in Option 1. So that adds a cost. That adds a significant amount of cost. Not only then do we lose that money that was already spent, but you have to tear it out. And all the paving up there is 7 inches thick of reinforced concrete. It's not something you just pull out with a shovel.
Despite his earlier proposal, Koenigs ended up supporting the architect and committee's preference and voted in favor of it along with the rest of the city council Monday night. Monday's noon work session included members of the steering committee and public safety board, as well as staff, the mayor, and other councillors. Their discussion shifted from the site plan to the design of the police station itself, particularly the jail. Councillor John Hoag didn't like the inclusion, as well as the added cost, of day rooms where prisoners could spend time out of their cells. Philosophically, Hoag said he didn't want to provide inmates with one thing more than's constitutionally required, but he also had safety concerns.
From a safety perspective, anytime you put a door in a facility with inmates, you've got to slow down. You've got a safety issue. You got to make sure it's locked at the right time and can be emergency unlocked. You put a door between those cells and that day room, and you've got one more area for problems.
But Facility Design Committee member Debbie Downs didn't see it that way. According to Downs, the committee had deferred to the expertise of the police chief and his staff, who saw a need for prisoner day rooms.
That's why we started talking about day rooms. I can assure you, having been a child abuse investigator for 40 years and heard unbelievable things that people have done to children, if there's one thing I'm not into, it's coddling prisoners. So that's not where I'm coming from with day rooms. It's totally related to what our officers and our police management people are telling us they need for control and for help with prisoners.
At the same time, Downs acknowledged that the issue would come down to what the city's able to afford. Police Chief Jim Agner had similar sentiments. At an estimated $500 a square foot, just the day rooms could cost $175,000.
The money is extraordinarily high, and there is no question that we're going to have to cut something somehow, somewhere. So, you know, I will say that John Hoag has made some very good arguments why we might be able to do without them, and I'm trying to keep an open mind, because truthfully, what's important is that the city of Petersburg ends up with a new facility that works.
Petersburg's jail receives revenue from the State Department of Corrections as a short-term holding facility for prisoners. Local police dispatcher Doc Lopez encouraged the council to plan ahead so that Petersburg has a facility that could hold inmates for longer, possibly up to 30 days.
Our bed days are probably the lowest in the state, and we rely heavily on the funding we receive from the state. And if we could increase our bed days because of the quality of our facility, then that would mean a greater income that we could justify and ensure that we get that state budget allotment for our jail facility and maintain it. I would hate to see us lose it because we limited our facility again and did not build something that was suitable.
No one in the room disagreed with the need to replace the existing station in the half-century-old municipal building. The question was one of scale and cost. City Manager Steve Giesbrecht expected the money would have to come from outside the community.
I do not believe we will get a bond issue passed if we have to go out to the voters.
Yeah.
Hopefully would be wrong, but I'm very worried about the cost. So when we start talking about parking lots and maybe some inconvenience for folks, I'll apologize in advance. I mean, I've got to look at this project as far as trying to get recommendations to the council on things that I think will do the best job to get something built for the PD and the jail.
The committee is currently looking at a conceptual design that's estimated to cost $6 to $7 million. Governor Sean Parnell did not include any money for the project in his budget for next year, so city officials will be lobbying legislators to push forward an appropriation. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.